Take me to the Greek. Take me to the Greek. Take me to the Greek.
I get to the Greek, and I get up and in. You never gonna get me to the Greek.
I did it.
Hey, now, you and I'll stop. Get your Greek on.
Go Greek.
Well,
should that, are we, I think we should just be in the podcast now.
Stinkers.
Wait, all right. Can we count to three and go podcast mode?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Podcast mode.
Hold on. I'll wait. Hold on. I'm zapping in.
I'm in podcast mode.
Hey, guys. It's really nice to see you here.
Hey, guys. It's me, James. I'm in podcast mode.
Hey, that's crazy because I'm in podcast mode too.
Hey, you guys, it's me, Maggie. I've just entered podcast mode and I'm really excited to be here today.
Hey, guys, it's me, James Dwyer from Cinema, and I am here so excited to be rapping all the dudes in podcast mode.
Oh.
And Caroline?
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Caroline. I'm here from the gutter, and I'm just saying that I got in here because I got flushed down toilet, even though I was in top tank, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to pod, and I believe in God.
Wow. Awesome. Well, first, that was beautiful. No,
that was really nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hold on. Can we just have a moment of silence for the police outside my window?
Is that a real police?
Wouldn't that be funny if that was the sound of a fart?
Maggie, now that's a good point. That would be funny.
Oh my God, you need to do scratch comedy.
Maggie, you ever thought about scratch?
Yeah, or stretch comedy? I don't know.
I've been paying someone to teach me on scratch comedy. Oh. And it's different. The lessons are weird and different, but I am getting really good at it.
Is it sexual based or is it comedy based?
Oh, same question. I wonder if it's sexual based or comedy based.
It's more, it's body based, but with a comedy aftertaste.
Somatic.
Oh. Very body, yeah.
It's actually really interesting. And the way it hits the tongue is a lot different than other styles.
Very umami. Yeah.
Yum, honey.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it's how it's umami.
Yum, honey.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think so, yummy.
Ew, James. With whatever he just did with his fingers, that is disgusting.
Took two fingers like a pervert, a pervert's two fingers.
Pervert vibes.
Mm-hmm. And then put it under his nose like he was sniffing them.
Okay, you know what? Now's a good time to just mention, hey, guys, this is, you know, we don't have any guests today. We've been also bad behavior the last few weeks.
Well, in some ways.
Because we're busy.
In some ways.
Booked and blessed.
The guest is New York City, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's such a character. Main character syndrome. Come on, New York. Get over yourself.
Wait, I always say that. Are you kidding me that you guys say that, too?
Well,
are
we heard it from you and we kind of picked it up and stole it.
You heard it from me. Yeah, I came up with that.
Yeah, you kind of came up with it. You were the first we heard saying it. And we were like, I think I'm going to use that more.
Yeah. James, you were speaking and I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh my God, sure, yeah, I'll speak on
polite.
It. What was I talking about?
Oh, that's not for me to say.
Oh.
That's not our privilege.
That's not my privileged information.
Well, as the only straight white man who has no privilege, because I believe that
in my heart of hearts. Don't even get me freaking started.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I'm doing a bit of a Joker's delight.
This listener, as he's saying he's kidding, just know that on video he's shaking his head. So
yeah, he's not actually kidding.
Yeah.
That's what he's indicating with his actions, and actions speak louder than words.
Than words.
They do. Well, and here's the thing. I guess I'm going to have to speak up and speak out then, because my actions have been loud, and my words need to be louder.
Wait, I'm listening now.
I'm going to speak up, but on top of that, I'm going to speak out. Yeah. I guess, we should just maybe It's also been a minute since we've even had a chance to catch up, sort of as
as
podcast friends.
Also, you know? Call me crazy, but I think I thought you were going to start sharing something because you did present it. You said it's been a while since I've spoken up and spoken out, and then you kind of just moved on.
And Caroline, I won't call you crazy for that, because I also felt that James was about to lead off with his sort of catch-up stinker moment, and then he did something else entirely.
Thanks, bestie.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two stories. Well, I'll tell at least one of them today. I recently, so I'm seeing someone. I really hesitate to tell my family anything because they're so normal about these types of things. And it's just, normal's hard for me. They're so normal.
We understand.
But I told my parents, like, because we made this, you know, like we're official or whatever. And
that's all, so corny. Does that mean you're married?
Yeah, we're basically married. We've been dating 3 months.
Awesome.
A little over 3 months. It's basically marriage for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but I tell my mom and my dad, they're like, oh, cool. I'm like, yep. And I like it. Then the next day we go to visit my grandmother, and we had like a ton of family over. It was for Mother's Day. My mom walks into the kitchen where grandma is sitting, and there's like three of her siblings in there, some of my cousins. And she just goes, James has an announcement he'd like to make.
He'd like to make this announcement.
Has an announcement that he would like to make.
Oh my God.
Here's a question.
You would think I was a proud incel to them. Well, I mean, I am, but like, that's not really.
No, but was your mom doing, here's a question.
Not a bit, but
was she kind of like, she knew it would embarrass you a little bit, and she was kind of
no awareness whatsoever.
I will say, based off of what I've heard about you from your family, James, it does seem like
from my family. You're talking to my family.
Never mind.
No, go off.
I have weekly calls with your family, but that's neither here nor there.
Where is it?
Over there.
Oh. It's not said here. It was neither, but okay.
Well, it's over there. It's not here nor there. It's
Thank
over
you,
there.
Yeah. I'm really not trying to fight today.
I am.
Sorry, what
okay,
was
Caroline,
that?
Please continue.
Can you speak on it?
So how was it received?
I immediately turned completely red, like a real normal guy. And I was like, what are you doing? I just go, what are you doing? And she's like, no, go ahead. And what I really wish I had done was been fast enough to say, Nana, I'm gay. Yeah. I think that would have been great. But the only problem was Nana probably would have been like, we know.
Yeah.
We knew. Don't worry.
Yeah. That is ultimately.
Because also, like,
but they're just
so
excited.
Many gay
cousins. They're excited that you've got sweet vibes in your life, as are your two mothers here, both Caroline and I.
It's important though, I think, to make a distinction here because there's been a lot of speak of mothers in the news, and I don't want anyone to confuse Maggie or myself with Maya Rudolph, the newly crowned mother from
the newly
SNL.
Crowned mother. I don't know if you heard, James, but there was a breaking news. No, it was exactly correct, actually.
It was a long walk, but the only path available.
Yeah, we were so convinced that maybe... Oh, I'm glad you clarified, actually. For a second, it's like, I hope they're not thinking... The viewers are going to think they're Maya Rudolph, the newly crowned mother.
Mother, yeah.
The newly crowned... Yeah, did you also crowning. Get the breaking news alert on your phone that SNL has... just the awesome news that SNL crowned Maya Rudolph mother in opening Mother's Day sketch.
What is going on your phones that you guys are getting these alerts? I did not.
Oh, it's just good news.
It's just beautiful news.
It's just nice news to hear.
Is it from Apple News? Like, where are you getting these alerts?
In some ways.
Yeah, in some ways, I have to agree.
Okay, so really we're all very excited All your mothers, Maya Rudolph included, are very excited to hold you in this moment of sweetness and newfound
awesome sauce.
Yes, if I could just rest my hand on your tender breasts, that would be nice.
Now that you say that kind of thing makes me want to, I'm going to be speak gently, immediately want to set myself on fire and throw myself off.
Maggie nearly leapt off the bridge. Yeah.
But the thing is, the thing that's so crazy is like, I liked it so much. And like, it's
the idea of it is a kind of nice.
The idea of it is a kind of nice.
The idea of it is a kind of nice.
It's one kind of nice for sure.
Imagine me resting my head atop
your. Stop it. I want to say the fact that both Maggie and I are still alive, despite having to experience you saying that to us, is nothing short of a miracle.
I would say it's literally a testament in a way. Speaking of miracles,
old or new,
this is the New Testament in the book of us. And here's the thing: we're writing it live here
from
on
New York. Yes, Maya Rudolph is
Yeah, we get it. I fucking love that guy's voice. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Okay, Jem, what's your second story?
I don't know if I should share it.
I know, and I know you should.
And it's your body and it's your
choice.
But
it is your body and your choice.
As
okay,
much as
I will
disagree
say this,
with that.
I think I'm maybe being actually peer pressured into sharing this story in a way.
No.
But I'll share it because it's really cursed. You know, sometimes I have sex.
Ew.
And I guess I don't talk. This is also the other thing. No one wants to hear me talk about that.
I do.
I do. I changed my mind. I do.
It's like seeing a scary movie. Like,
you're literally covering your face right now.
I know. I need to hear. Like, I like the adrenaline rush, but also my body is.
You're so nervous.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's like a thrill ride.
Yeah. I was using a condom that I had bought the store.
Nice.
I was like, that's like a great idea. Like, I was just like, wow, extended pleasure. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who couldn't use another 60 seconds?
You learn that kind of stuff in men's retreat. Am I right or wrong?
We do learn that in men's. Well, it's really in men's retreat. We don't emphasize the woman's pleasure, but I don't want to get into that as much. So I'm like, great. I'm using this condom during sexual intercourse, and all of a sudden I freak the fuck out because I could no longer feel my penis at all.
Yeah,
it was 100% numb, as if a doctor had like injected it with local anesthesia.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, I started freaking out, and I had to like, we gotta stop, we got something's wrong, and I literally ripped this thing off. And she's like, oh my god, are you okay? I'm like, no, there's something wrong with it. And then I pull it off and I'm like slapping my dick to try to like wake it back up.
Oh.
I thought I was so worried I was going to pull this thing off and I'd have like a fully like black penis that was going to fall off. But it just really worked is the thing. It really numbed the penis. It seems like you don't want to numb your
dick.
But
is that,
though.
Is that how stuff works? By just completely
numbing? It can't possibly
numbing?
Work that way, right? That seems insane.
Are you going to try?
I actually, what's crazy is I tried using it one more time because I was like, no, something was just wrong. And then we had to stop again, not the same day, but it was like, let's just see. And I'm like, yep, that literally make the penis go numb. So I freaked out so crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I thought it was hospital level.
Also,
and then it was just me hilariously freaking out because I made a choice. Because
it had the intended effect.
It technically did it.
But it's
know?
Like, that's how that's it's achieving the longer lasting is
well,
that you're just
it.
Not feeling it anymore. Which
right.
is
so
like
I've just been doing
really
Kegel exercises.
Sex. Oh, Kegels.
Yeah, you know, I've just been joking.
You know what I love? I love a lox and Kegel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like a scooped Kegel, actually.
I'm loving everything Kegel with scally and cream cheese.
Maggie, it looks like you're eating shit. Is that true?
I love a cream pie Kegel.
Ew.
Okay.
James.
This is what. So anyway, I shared this story under duress from Maggie and Caroline. And
that's not true.
I was fully under duress the whole time. And yeah. So well, I'm not using those anymore.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Silence is something else. You guys, I actually shared this and now we're like, oh, James shouldn't.
I'm so sorry. I usually have my phone off, but I got a text that is urgent and I'm just responding to it briefly. Do you understand?
Okay, I do understand. And you can do that. I'm going to talk with James, so don't listen. So James, I just want to tell you right now, because Maggie's not listening, she's doing this on purpose because she felt so uncomfortable with the story you just told.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not listening, by the way. You told me not to listen,
really,
so I can't hear.
You guys really egged it on after I told you in private. So, like, do you regret that decision?
No, because I feel like Molly. I feel like Molly was the main instigator, kind of.
Molly?
Yeah.
Oh, our that's friend her Molly, name, right? Who hosts the podcast with us.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Molly Widow's here. I'm back. I wasn't
listening. Sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey,
sweetie. Hey, bug. Hey, bug.
Hi, sweet titties. Ew. Hi, juicy jugs.
Aw, mom. Okay, Carmeline, would you like to now share a stinker?
Yeah, I don't really have any stinkers. I would say mostly because my life, as you, neither of you can relate to, is perfect and nothing, I don't do anything bad and nothing bad happens to me.
I feel I've heard this before.
Yeah, but then you also have like cockroaches crawling up your butthole and shit.
And I like that. I don't know. I have so many, I honestly have so many. One,
do you have any, you did just get back from a big trip to Japan. Right. Was there anything? Like
if you maybe anesthetize your vagina by accident, talk about
Yeah. Well, I do that kind of every day.
Could you please talk about that?
I kind of already told Maggie this story, or I already told Maggie this story, but well, two parts. The first one, I'm not going to be, there's not really a story to it. Just I couldn't shit while I was there. And I had to find, I tried to buy this like, laxative I saw on Reddit, and the woman at the drugstore would not sell it to me. I pointed to it was like behind the counter, and she was just like, you don't want that. And then I went to another drugstore and tried to get either that one. I found another one. I said, which one is better? And they pointed to the other one there, and then she was like, oh, it's more natural. And in the moment I was like, okay, great. But guess what? Natural work.
Doesn't do shit. Yeah.
So I have really a lot of Japanese natural laxatives if anyone wants them in my possession. But one night for, you know, kind of on the theme of lovers, as James said, I did go with my boyfriend, and it was his birthday. So for his birthday, he was like, oh, I really want to get omakase. I've never had it before. And for those of you who don't know, it's just like a multi-course sushi.
How many courses was
meal.
It?
I don't, it's not really courses because they just kind of give you the pieces of sushi individually. And I have no, they gave us like so many. And the problem here, I went once in LA, kind of. I say kind of because it was at a strip mall sushi place literally across from where I live, which is like basically underneath an underpass. Like, it was supposed to be good. It wasn't good. But so in Japan, like the quality of it was kind of expensive, but but not really in terms of like, I would never even be able to like put on a credit card what that would cost here in the States for the same experience. Anyway, so we go there, and the problem is like neither of us are really adventurous eaters, or I learned like fish omakase. That much.
Yeah, you don't do omakase.
Yes, but he really wanted it, so I was like, okay, yeah. And then I was like, if there's anything you don't like, I'll eat it because it's your birthday,
Caroline.
And so we get to this place, and there's no one else there. It's just us.
Yeah, you have to eat everything.
I know, James. And there were three people behind the counter. So it was a 3-2 ratio.
Oh, no.
And the one thing I had known before this is he, like, really doesn't like squid. I'd never had it before. We got it by accident at a conveyor belt sushi place. and he took a bite and he's like, oh no, that's squid. I hate squid. And I was like, oh, I'll try it. I've never had it. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of gross. It was just like rubbery and like a weird buttery that I didn't like. And so we go to the place and they give us like, this is really nice. And they're really nice. Whatever. They give us like these sauces to dip now, stuff in.
How many other people are in the restaurant?
Zero.
Yep.
It's just me and him, and there's like
just staring at you.
Four empty seats on either side of us, but we're the only ones at the counter, just three people staring at us, and only one of them really spoke English, so they were really just like looking at us and like interpreting our like thing. So whatever, the first thing he gives us, puts in front of us, is two slices of raw squid.
That's awesome.
Yep, but we had the dipping sauces. I'm like, you know what? I was like, oh, this is so good. Yum, delicious, delicious. And then he eats one and he looks at me. He's like, I can't do this. And I was like, okay. I was like, it's all right. I was like, it's, I said I would do this.
Start with the thing that you makes your stomach turn.
Yep.
That's.
And then, and also this is not, I'm not saying squid is gross. I'm saying I'm a fucking bitch and it's not for me. And I wish it was. But so then the next thing comes and it's squid nigiri. Which is squid on rice.
God.
You eat shit too. So I eat mine and then I eat all of his. And then they give us some
belly
like,
full of squid.
Belly full, which Maggie, even now saying that, it is
just. You're not far enough. Uh-huh.
This happened. Yeah. This happened on Wednesday, and it still is too soon.
Yeah,
but so then this guy comes out from the back and he gives us just the tentacles of the squid. And we each got like eight pieces of squid tentacle, which honestly, as far as things were going at that point, I was like, okay, this is better. Yeah. It's like just a little different, whatever. But I was really choking him down. And again, I'm eating 12 pieces of tentacles because I was eating all of his. And then I think they switched it up with like one clam thing, which I just, that's again, tough. I can't stress enough how this was not
none of this
a
is
good idea for me. And so then this guy came out of the back with these baby squids on skewers. And each skewer had like five full baby squids.
Too many squids. Too many
so it was the entire thing. And the thing about a baby squid is that the tentacles are, it was like kind of lightly charred over charcoal or whatever. Yeah, yeah. The tentacles were fine. But then the head part, which was like three quarters of the squid, was just like mushy and like filled with like its guts.
Guts. Holy fuck.
Dude. And I was just like, I was like looking at him. I was like, I don't know if, I was like, you have to just eat one. So I just had, I just felt the squid in my stomach.
Yeah.
And so I ate all of it, but then by that
how much squid there was. This is crazy.
And then the guy goes, he's, and we're like, this is so, like a tear down my face. I was like, this is so good. Thank you so much. We love this. And they were like, yeah, well, you're in luck because it's squid season now. So we have so much squid.
Yeah.
Good. It's squid
open
day.
Squid season. It's squid day.
Yeah, we only bought squid today.
It was full squid season. And then like, I was just like, staring at him, and I was just like kicking him under the table, and I was like, you, I was like, I can't keep eating squid. And then he was like, he did finally say, he's like, you know what, I actually don't really like squid, so blah blah blah. And they were like, they're like, oh, what do you like? And he was like, I really like tuna. So then the rest of the meal, which was like so much more of the meal, it was then just only tuna.
That's also crazy.
I know. It was psychotic. It was a great experience, but one that
was it a 2-star omakase? Like, what was going on?
No, it was, everything was amazing. It was just like, I think it was probably going to be 100% squid. And then they got a real wrench thrown into their plans when we were like,
we don't like squid.
So it was.
Because omakase, you do think you're going to get more of a variety, I feel.
Look, I think we also did, but I'm not kidding. It was just like fully blacked out, like most of the experience.
Your body was, you so became squid. You were squid-logged.
I'm squid-logged.
Squishy heads is so
the squishy head. It
really
was
upsetting
like,
to hear.
Let me see if I can find a picture.
Just and finding all the organs in there. the different bites and textures. Like,
that oh, and then so by the time they did give us I'm trying to find a picture that represents it, but I'm not really seeing anything. By the time they gave us like the uni, you know, have you guys ever had uni before?
Yeah.
I don't like it because I I'm a bitch. I'm like not an adventure, like I whatever. I hate it and just fully gag. You know what I mean? By that point, my body could not I just couldn't pretend. So I like took a bite and I almost vomited. Let me just I'm gonna pop in a picture of what these baby squids look like. They're pretty big actually, but
Previous page is sending you to an invalid URL. Caroline, are you trying to give me a virus?
I'm trying to dox your ass.
I'm not. I'm undoxable. Mm. Oh, no, undoxable. Caroline, you know what this looks like? This looks like the picture of Heidi Klum dressed as, like, what was it? A caterpillar for Halloween?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Where she laid down on the red carpet?
Yes.
Yeah, really upsetting.
A worm.
A worm, yeah. Also a caterpillar, I guess, in some ways. Well, that is... It's not a... That's a stinker for sure, and I'm shocked that at the beginning of this you thought you didn't have a specific stinker to tell when you have... That's such a classic stinker.
And this weekend, I also went to Omakase myself for the first time in New York. And it was, it's expensive.
Was this with your lover?
No, not with my lover.
Can you tell me how much you spent? You don't have to. I'm just curious.
$120 without drinks or anything.
Yeah.
For like 15 course.
That's awesome.
15 pieces. Yeah.
That's a good, that's not that bad.
No, that was what it was. It was like, this is a more well-priced Omakase. And it like had good reviews. I really enjoyed it. But I saw it after we ate it so late though. It was like 10 p.m.
It's weird to eat sushi that late. Yeah.
Well, also, guess what? Some of that fish, not at its best. It's the end of the day. Most of it was amazing. Nothing tasted bad, but the next day, I mean, it was all kibble and bits in the bottom of the bowl.
I don't. It's like you lure me into safety, and then and that's when you drop kibble.
Thank your bottom.
No, stop. That's not right.
All right.
That's hard. That's hard to hear, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a weird thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Not the kibble and bits part.
I love sushi. I don't love uni, but I'll eat it.
I think it's going to be a long time before I have sushi again.
Okay.
I really want to so badly go to an expensive Michelin
Star. Yeah, me too.
You should go out when you're out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think out here it'll be better than in New York.
Yeah.
I'll be out there in June.
LA, if you're looking to see James, he'll be here in June. And
rumors are true.
He'll be around, so you can like take to the streets and
I'm gonna sort of just post up at like a Vons or something like that.
Yeah, there's that 24-hour one in Hollywood, could be good for you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah,
I'll be by the breads.
Mm. Yeah, awesome,
Maggie.
Me?
Yeah,
Maggie.
Aww. Okay. Okay, I think my stinker is. Is like part of a good idea that it just had other sides to it that I'm still sort of dealing with.
Interesting.
The good idea was that 2 days in a row I microdosed some mushrooms.
Nice.
And that felt really nice. Mm-hmm. And I'd been having a lot of just a lot going on, stresses in life, and it gave me a really just clear sort of feeling of regulated nervous system, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I will say it regulated me so much to the point where I was and still am sort of offline, off grid, unable to respond to texts, messages, emails, etc. And I, you know, there's the good of like, it makes me feel more able to do those things slowly and at my own pace. But I will say I am sort of coming out under a pile of communications right now.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, you'll be getting the emails, the texts.
Yeah, because here's the thing. People are doing that these days.
Like, literally.
Literally.
When I think about it. Like, it's literally. Literal, though.
No, literally. And it's literally, they're doing it.
Literally, that's so freaking crazy.
Waities, let me tell you something. It's waities, waities,
waities.
Waities, waities, waities. No, it's a lot.
And yeah. There's just no, like...
I'm, like, busy lately with dumb shit, and I feel like I'm also getting, without the joy of the microdose, getting a lot of, like, a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Just communication.
Yeah, I just think sort of sometimes we've hit a max, you know?
100%. And the thing HBO is, you can't, like... Yeah, Max, formerly on HBO.
On Max.
Hacks on Max.
Hacks on Max. You can't, like, there's nothing to be done, at least in my experience. You can't, like, force yourself to do it. You know what I mean? No. It's just like, okay, there's going to be a time when I'm going to be able to deal with it. And that time is not happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. But I don't know that I have any other stinkers.
Hey, you know. It's just good for us to hold space like this and record it while we're holding the space and then to put it on the podcast
platform. I always say that space doesn't count unless it's recorded.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Queens. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, Buzzy.
I'll just put out there, when I'm in LA, we are literally trying to do a live show, guys. So if you know a place for us to do that, please, please, please.
Reach out to us. We've got our feelers out already, but, you know, prepare yourselves.
Please do. Like, come clean. Come correct.
Yeah, no, come clean. Come clean. This will not.
Wash your jennies.
We are not going to be doing a dirty show. This will be, we're going to be playing clean. So, yeah.
That's it. Sorry, that's the truth.
Sorry, that's it. I'm not allowed to say widowy anything. Widowy, I can't do dirty jokes. Widowy. So, yeah.
Aw.
You know, Carolyn, you speak on it.
Well, that just makes me think, like, maybe I wonder if we should kind of...
A bit of a wonder if.
Get our dirty jokes in while we can.
Yeah,
what's dirtier than dating?
And speaking of dating,
I also have a request.
Please.
I feel like I would like
thank you
to...
for using an I feel statement.
Yeah,
I feel like Maggie's a bitch, and I feel
wow, holy shit. Yeah, you lost your whole train of thought. You didn't even caught yourself off guard with that.
That was awesome.
You really didn't even expect yourself to say that.
I feel like I am feeling like I would like to be presented with some perspective.
You would like us to present to you.
Okay. Partners. Yeah, I want to be presented to.
And all right, I feel I'm gonna bend that over. It would be an honor to bend over for you.
Yeah. All right. If you want to talk a little about yourself first, maybe.
So, I'll just also say I know I'm on the dating, the
Piss Date.
Piss Date right now. I'm honored to be on Piss Date. I've been a huge fan. My name. Oh, have the questions begun already? To be quite honest with you, it's been since last night. That's when I found out I was coming on the show and I had to kind of cram. But I've loved what I've heard. And I'm sad that some of the former contestants are taken now. But I'm excited.
And by taken, you mean they passed away.
Yeah, they got taken spiritually and bodily, and my name is, I don't feel safe using my real name, so I'm going to use a pseudonym, and it is Carr, and I love drinking hot...
it's just really smooth like butter today.
And I'm just excited to hear what you all have. I'm excited to meet you all. So, contestant number one, I just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, first of all. You sound awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. My name is Bresti Woodwind, and I am really just a woman who has many interests. I cannot be boxed in, and I will not be, not like the last time. I escaped that box, and I will not go back there. So I have several interests, some of which are praise worship, mountains, telescopes, and my sweet baby dog, Pound Town. And I'm really looking to connect with a like-minded individual. I would not mind also just a collaborative partner in the arts. I make mobiles for above babies.
I'm sorry, are those three different things, or is that three different ways of saying the same word?
Those are three different things. And you would be able to tell the difference if you saw my art, which hopefully you will, because you're gonna come over to my house sometime. And I love you.
Thank you. Bresti, was it?
Bresti Woodwind.
Thank you, Bresti. Contestant number two, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'm on, simply on the edge of my seat.
Oh, hello. My name is Taylor Nutmilk. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. A little fact about me. I graduated preschool, and then I said, I'm done. I hit the road, Jack, and didn't come back no more, no more, no more, no more. I hit the road, Jack, and didn't come back no more. My father's name was Jack, and I sang that song as I walked away down the road, and I became an adult child. I grew up as an adult child. At the age of five, I got a suit, and I started working on Wall Street, and I said, no, 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 it's medical. I'm just an adult child. And so I navigated that road for a long time. I was a real child, a real teen, but pretending I was an adult the whole time, and I said it was medical. I said it's Patch Adams disease, Mrs. Doubtfire disease, and I'm sorry, not that one. Aladdin disease, and the one with Robin Williams, 1 hour photo disease, and so I am now a proud 81, but it took me a long time to get here, and you might notice I look younger, and that's because I've had the skin tickled.
I can't see you.
Which skin?
What's that? I've had my skin tickled.
I can't see you. I can't see you. You're behind. It's just your silhouette behind a.
You'll also notice, based on the silhouette, that I'm fully nude.
That is remarkable, because your nude figure looks exactly as if you were wearing, sweater and pants.
It looks, isn't that something? Bet you're curious, but you're going to want to look behind here. Take a peek.
I am Tater. Thank you so much. That is
Tater
so...
Nut Milk.
Tatum? Tatum or Tater?
Tater.
Tater Nut Milk. Okay.
Tater.
All right. Wow. I think so far you guys have given me a really difficult decision.
Any questions? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask Bresti a question. Bresti. Yeah. I don't believe in God, and it sounds like God is a big part of your life. So considering that, what album would you play if we were taking a road trip across the country?
Easy. Hillary Duff's Come Clean. I am a firm believer. I'm also not a believer in God. That's very different to me than praise worship.
So what is that when you say that? What is that?
Praise worship is when you choose to praise and worship almost in absolutely anything. Ow!
Ow! Oh my God, are you okay?
Ow! I'm so sorry. this sometimes happens. It's silly. And it's back from my box days. But I...
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, and I did escape. But one of the only CDs I was allowed in the box was Hillary Duff's Come Clean. So I would just absolutely love to go on a road trip and listen to that with you.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's so cute. I did have a thought though when you said the box thing is that I'm looking at this, I'm going to say really hot and sexual outline of Tater over there.
And I understand that. I more look like Princess Fiona.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You have, that's actually exactly what I was going to say. But Princess Fiona when she's Shrekified.
That's right.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your physical appearance, because I have a really vivid picture of what Tater looks like.
Yeah, well, I will say the doctors have said that I am built different. and that I have that dog in me. So that might be what
woof,
you're
woof.
Thank you, Tater.
Oh, sorry. I do have a tiny little boner over here.
Oh Tater.
No. Oh my.
Tater,
don't worry.
It's medical. Yeah. So I would say that's what you're picking up on with my physique. I am also wearing a bra that does a lot of the heavy lifting. I'm willing to get a haircut, augmentation, whatever it is that would be best for you aesthetically, I would change about myself.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Looks like you left a mark on the inside of that screen something. Tater, so you...
Oh, hello again.
Hi. So you mentioned you worked... you worked on Wall Street, and I just have to tell you, I'm absolutely obsessed with stocks and bonds. And so my question for you is, if you had to describe yourself as a bottle of wine, what kind of wine would you be and why?
Cherry wine.
What?
Cherry wine.
Okay. Okay.
I would be cherry wine. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm sweet as a cherry.
I always thought they were kind of tart is what they were famous for. Kind of a bit of a tart.
You nailed it.
Yes. I'm not very sweet. I'm a bit tart. I have an acquired taste, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would call it, so it's cherry wine is the wine I would be.
Okay. And Tatum would Tater. Sorry,
I'm sorry. I'm leaking. I'm so sorry. Do we have any bags or any
like a
kiddie pool? There's a box there.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like someone's been living in it.
Mm. Now I just have a question. Since Breasty revealed to me she was willing to get any sort of augmentation done for me, do you have that same willingness where you're
absolutely
willing to...
I'm willing to get any augments of any kind. I have already signed up for Elon Musk's sort of anti-horny device that you put in your brain and it's for NoFap November. It's a way to make sure that you succeed at NoFap. Okay. Maybe it's Movember is what I'm confusing it for. Oh. But the thing is, I went through a long gooning phase. And I spent about 12 years gooning straight. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for me to not goon because I'm addicted to the goon mental state, the goon's mind state. And so I find myself willing to get augments, especially if it'll help me with horniness.
Okay, awesome. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I asked that question. I'm so glad I asked that question. I just have one more question for you, Breasty. How old are you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, awesome. So I've made my decision. I just want to say it's been so nice to speak to both of you. I want to say that I feel very horny having spoken to both of you.
Cool.
Very sexual. I'm feeling that vibe also, I think, from both of you very intensely. And I'm going to say that my decision is going today to be Tatum, because Tater, I'm sorry, because of your age. So I'm looking for someone who's older than me. I believe in an age gap. And I'm sorry, Breasty, but just like without that information, like I can't make in good conscience make that decision.
You want to take a look at me now?
Actually, I would prefer to keep our relationship eyes closed.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So anyway, I'm going to leave. I'll give you my number and we can go from there.
Caroline, you found love.
Yeah,
Caroline,
that was crazy. That's so beautiful. I wasn't expecting it like that.
Yeah. I know. And I know you're just like, you're so, it's just so nice to see you find love, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is real, literally. And I do think it is love is love is love.
Oh. Lin-Manuel. Did you come up with that?
What's that?
Lin-Manuel came up with it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he came up with it. Yeah, he basically does all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, fellas.
It's been real. I will actually say that.
It's been something of a real time, and one that I, as a magician and a seamstress, am so pleased to have had and honored, most importantly. And I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers and queefs. And I want to say I respect you from all my temples, as well as my palace, the one deep down inside. And thank you.
Okay.
I have a word I like to say too before we end. You know, seeing you two here today, I give thanks. I give thanks to your presence. I give thanks to your patience. I give thanks to the space we create and to the fact that we record. Because if we don't record, how can we create? We need to record to create. We need to bear witness. Because if we aren't bearing witness, what is praise worship even all about at that point? And so I have to say, from the bottom of my heart palace to the top of my mind sky, I want you both to know that my minerals, my jennies, are tingling with the thought of releasing this episode with two of the besties that I have, two of the besties that I've ever had.
Thank you.
God, that was hard to hear.
Caroline, you like to say?
You actually kind of have to do something.
Yeah, I guess I just want to thank God for getting me through this hard time. I would say the past 48 minutes or so have been some of the hardest times of my life in this past, as far as I can remember. So I just want to thank God and go with him and thank him for getting me through what I can only describe as, looking back on it now, hell.